Ron Paul issues an urgent warning to retirement savers. By Birch Gold, sponsored, on January 24, 2023. The following article by Ron Paul is sponsored content by Birch Gold. If you are nearing your retirement age, all of the hard-earned money you have put away for your future could now be in danger. Why? Because the worst financial disaster in history is unfolding before our eyes. Call it the everything bubble. Call it the death of the dollar. Call it whatever you want. Most Americans are struggling to make ends meet because of what's happening. And the elites know things are only going to get worse. For example, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres recently said, "We are looking into the eye of a Category 5 hurricane. Our world is plagued by a perfect storm on a number of fronts." Meanwhile, the government thinks the solution is more taxes and more money printing. And don't forget, the far-left Democrat in the White House has targeted retirees multiple times with increased taxes. Clearly, the situation cannot continue. But here's the crucial question: do you really believe Biden won't be able to indirectly get your retirement savings? By continuing to print dollars and eventually driving America into hyperinflation? If this happens, it would be disastrous for everyone with a stock and dollar-based retirement account. But the good news is you are not powerless. There is one strategy that can protect your retirement savings from stock crashes, inflation, and Biden. It's a powerful gold-based retirement strategy that tens of thousands of Americans have used this year. Best of all, there are no penalties or taxes when you transfer money into the account. And it's all explained in this free info kit on gold. This no-cost guide, which comes from my friends at Birch Gold Group, reveals why gold IRAs are exploding in popularity right now. And this information is free, with no strings or obligations attached. So click here to request your free info kit on gold before Biden decides your savings are better spent funding his left-wing agenda.